What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
What's going on, everybody? And good morning. Today is Thursday, June 25th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. I hope you all had a glorious Wednesday. We are officially the second half of the week, only one day away from Friday, which means only 2 days away from the weekend, 2 days away from my pickleball tournament. Like I said, I'm playing in the Connor Barwin Make the World Better Foundation pickleball tournament. Did a little practicing on Wednesday, first time I ever picked up a paddle. And let me tell you, I'm kind of nice. I'm a little better than I thought I would be. So excited for that on Saturday. Me and Pat Gallen probably going to win the whole thing. And by that, I mean, if we are competitive in one game, I'll feel really excited about that. So pumped to get down to the shore and do that. If you're going to be in Sea Isle, I'll be there on Saturday. I believe you can find the information. If you look up the Make the World Better Foundation website, it should all be there. I think tickets are still available. There's an after party. The England game will be playing during that, a big one after their shocking tie in their last game. So if you want to come hang, good cause, watch me try to play pickleball, it'll be a good time. So yeah, got that work in. But as always, there are things to talk about with the Eagles. It's funny, every morning I wake up and I'm like, man, like, it's almost July, it's late June, like, what are we going to talk about here? And things always pop up on the timeline that make me feel some kind of way, an interesting thought, an interesting fact. So we will get into it. And later today, I got a pod with James. So we will have that in your feed later today as well. But if you haven't yet, check out the link in the podcast description for the Go Birds Insider website. It's the new extension of the Go Birds family. I don't know how long I'll be calling it new. It's been a few months now. I feel like maybe once the season begins, I'll stop saying new. That seems fair to me. So check the link out. You get an email in your inbox every single day. Three thoughts, two interesting stats, one thought on an Eagles player. a trivia question, which I find pretty interesting. I'm terrible at trivia. I would never get any of the trivia questions right. I mean, maybe about some of the recent Eagles players, but overall, I don't think I would do well at it. But it's an interesting way to learn stuff. So check out the Go Birds Insider. There's the chat. That's a big part of it, where you can interact with me. And really, I get to interact with you. It's a fun way to get to interact with the people who listen to the podcast. All right, let's get into a little bit of news here. So one downside sometimes of recording the daily pod early in the day is that big news happens after the pod is recorded. So in Wednesday's daily pod, we talked about whether or not Jalen Hurts' feelings should be taken into consideration when the Eagles decide if they want to put a bid in on Brandon Sorsby. Well, they don't have to worry about that anymore because Brandon Sorsby, as of now, will not be in the NFL in 2026. The NFL decides not to hold a supplemental draft. I'd imagine you know this by now, but did want to give my quick thoughts on it. I think this is basically the NFL's way of punishing Brandon Sorsby, so when he eventually does come to the NFL next year, they won't suspend him or anything like that. I also think that there is some truth to the fact that it's a complicated situation. NFL teams have probably not been following it super closely. I'd imagine they're following it closer, obviously, than the average fan, but you're asking somebody to make a pretty quick decision on a pretty big decision, in a relatively short time. So I think that overall, like not holding it, you know, I do think they should hold it like and let teams decide what they want to do. But I think from the teams, it gives them a bit of an easier path here. They don't have to face the extreme backlash. They might get some from some of their fans and media if they were to select the player. I think by waiting a year, that will go down a little bit. It's a pretty big decision. So if the Eagles would have gone in on Brandon Sorsby, that's a major wrench in the offseason in July. So if I'm Brandon Sorsby, I mean, look, it sucks for him. He made the mistake. He put himself in this situation. As you know, I do think athletes should be able to gamble on sports. So I do think it's a harsh punishment for what he did, but he broke the rule and he knew the rule. So in that instance, it's not harsh. It is the outcome of it. But I do think in 20 years, we'll look back at this in the time that we took from athletes because of their mistakes for something that we view very differently than we do now. So again, broke the rules. He made the mistake, but I think we'll view this very differently in 20 years. So anyway, from an Eagles perspective, no more Brandon Sorsby. For this season, which means we don't get to talk about him anymore. And that might be a good or a bad thing, depending how you enjoyed that that content. Some other news that happened. This is not really a big deal, but the Eagles did sign Markell Bell. Their entire rookie class is now signed. So good to know Markell Bell was already practicing. So this really has no impact on really anything. But he is now under contract. And Howie can rest easy and maybe really start his, whatever vacation he has planned now that the Markell Bell deal is done and he can know his entire rookie class is signed. All right. So I saw a tweet on my timeline, which is a lot of how my thoughts begin. And it was a graphic and it was from Fox Sports. And in it, it listed the top 10 quarterback seasons of all time. And I saw Jalen Hurts on there. And I was like, wow, that's a pretty amazing statement about Jalen. Now, I clicked on it, I did some research, and I found out that it's actually an article from last year. So it doesn't include the 2025 season. I don't think any quarterback from last year is going to make the list of the top 10 all time. But with the caveat that this is a season old, I'm not trying to sound like a hater, but seems kind of psychotic. Like the Jalen Hurts 2022 season was a good season. It was a very good season. A top 10 all time. So Fox Sports writes about it. And here's what they write in regards to Hurts' 2022 season being a top 10 quarterback season of all time. They write, quote, "In what was his second full season as their full-time quarterback, Hurts led the Philadelphia Eagles to the Super Bowl. In the regular season, 15 games, Hurts totaled 3,700 passing yards, 22 passing touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and a 101.5 passer rating, all while completing 66.5% of his passes. He also rushed for 760 yards and 13 touchdowns, ultimately coming in second in the chase for league MVP. While it was in a losing effort, Hurts totaled 304 passing yards, 70 rushing yards, and 4 combined touchdowns, 3 rushing, 1 passing, against the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl," end quote. So I'll start by saying this. Hurts' 2022 season was very good. It probably, I don't think it's the best season in like franchise history. I would say 04 McNabb, I think, was better than 22 Hertz. I think you could argue 2017 Carson was better than 22 Hertz. I personally think 24 Jalen was better than 22, and we'll get into Jalen's rankings of the seasons in a second. I think Jalen had what I would describe in 22 as a perfectly regular special season. Like, a quarterback has this type of special season to me every year. And I'm not trying to like diminish it. I'm just stating a fact. Like, I don't think players, people around the NFL sit around and go, you know who had an amazing season? Jalen Hurts in 2022. Like, I think Josh Allen has had seasons like this. I think Lamar Jackson's had seasons like this. I think you could argue like Drake May's season this year, or Sam Darnold's season this year. Like, Jalen was very good in 22. But he had 22 passing touchdowns. He had like 3,500 passing yards. He did not win the Super Bowl, and he did not win MVP. Now, if you look at what they had as the top 10 seasons, just listen to the difference between some of these seasons and Jalen's season. So they have the best season of all time. Tom Brady, 2007, 16-0 record, 50 touchdowns. Didn't win the Super Bowl, but I think it's fair to put that first. Peyton Manning with the Broncos in 2013, 55 touchdowns, 5,400 passing yards, which was the record at the time. So he sets the record for passing yards and passing touchdowns in one season. And I believe that's the year they win the Super Bowl, or maybe they win it the following year, actually. But still, set a single season record for two of the biggest stats when it comes to passing. Obviously, belongs on the list. Patrick Mahomes, 2018, 50 passing touchdowns, wins the MVP. Dan Marino in 84, 48 passing touchdowns, which back then is absurd, clearly belongs on the list. Drew Brees, 46 passing touchdowns in 5,400 yards. He sets the single season record that year. He belongs on the list. Tom Brady, the Bucs in 2021. Now, for this one, I don't think he did anything super amazing statistically. Like, look, 43 touchdowns and 5,300 yards. Don't get me wrong. That is a very, like, that's a special, that those are special numbers. I think the special thing about Tom Brady that year is he did it when he was 44 years old. So amazing numbers, but doing it at a very old age, I think, is what makes it one of the special seasons. Kurt Warner with the Rams, everyone thinks about that season in 99, 41 touchdowns, 4,300 yards, wins the Super Bowl. They have Aaron Rodgers at number 8 in 2011, 4,600 passing yards, 45 passing touchdowns, an NFL record, 122.5 passer rating, and a 15-1 record. So those are 1 through 8. And like, what stands out there when you listen to it? 50 passing touchdowns, 5,000 yards, one MVP, won the Super Bowl. Jalen, 22 passing touchdowns in 22, 13 rushing touchdowns. That's a unique number, right? That is, you know, if you want to enter full like hater mode, you could say they were tush pushes, but still, like, that's a special number, right? But he didn't win the Super Bowl and he didn't win MVP. At number 10, they have Lamar in 2019, who doesn't have crazy numbers, 3,100 passing yards, 36 passing touchdowns, but sets an NFL record with 1,206 rushing yards. So that's the uniqueness about it, right? So I think Hurts in 22 was really good. I think he did have an awesome season. I think it's kind of crazy to put it as a top 10 quarterback season of all time. It just doesn't seem like it has anything unique about it that people will remember outside of Philly. And he was awesome in the Super Bowl. I do think we go a little far in stating like he was the best player on the field. Patrick Mahomes was unbelievable in that second half and he won the game. Jalen Hurts, while he was unbelievable and made a way more good plays than bad, he did have a critical error that really hurt them in that game, fumbling the ball, which handed the Chiefs a touchdown. So I think we can look at this like rationally, hopefully, and say that while his season was very good, it's not a top 10 season of all time. So I was surprised to see that. But
what's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintainx.com/AI.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
What that then made me want to do was rank his seasons in his career. And so, as I said, I do not have the 22 season as his best season. And the reason I don't have it as his best season is because, well, I think you could argue he played his best football. I think the football he played between 24 and 22 is a lot more similar than maybe we give it credit for. Like, he had 2,900 passing yards in 24. He had 37 in 22. So he had 800 more passing yards. But he also had 100 fewer attempts because they were winning all the time in 24, and they were up big, and they had an historic running game to lean on. But his passer rating in 2004 was actually higher than his passer rating in 22. So I think in 24, he did what was asked of him. I also think the fact, and call me crazy, that he won the Super Bowl in 24 and played awesome in the Super Bowl and got Super Bowl MVP puts that season ahead of 22. I think when we think back to Jalen Hurts, whether it's in 10, 15 years, and look, he could have a season between now and then that changes that. But if he were to retire today, we would remember Jalen for 24. We would not remember him for 22. So to me, his 2024 season is his best season. After that, I think you do go with 22. He was really good. He broke onto the scene, 14-1 record as a starter, apparently a top 10 quarterback season of all time. But I think 22 is where he cemented his place in the NFL as a starting quarterback. It's when he earned his contract, and really it's when he became the franchise quarterback. And I think the Eagles were surprised that even, you know, that he had that season in 22. After that, I'll go 25. Like, 25, I think, has aged well in my mind as opposed to when I was living through it. And maybe living through it is the best, you know, the best way to view the season. But in 2025, he did set a career high in touchdowns. He had a passer rating just under 100, but it was the third best passer rating of his career. The passing yards were not great, 3,200 passing yards. So he had 500 fewer passing yards in 22 in six fewer attempts. So definitely was a better passer in 22. And the passing game was better in 22 than it was in 25. But still 11-5 as a starter, would have been 12-5 if he starts that final game. Didn't win a playoff game. So that, I think, again, 22 goes ahead of it. But he did win the division back-to-back years. First time the Eagles have done that in 20 years. So in terms of accomplishments, I think he accomplished almost just as much in 25. Well, no, that's not true. He accomplished quite a bit in 25. He accomplished more in 25 than he did in 23 or 21. So I would go 2024 first, 2022 second, 2025 third. And then I would put 2021 fourth. I think you could talk me into putting it ahead of 2025 just because I think in 2021 he exceeded expectations, where I think in 2025 he probably was under expectations. The team certainly was. The team was not supposed to be good in 2021. Jalen ends up having a winning record. Not a good passing year, like for sure, not a good passing year, but definitely like led the team, was a big part of the running game, got to the playoffs, didn't play well in the playoff game, but I think he exceeded expectations in 21. And to me, without question, the worst seasons of Jalen's career is 23, which is ironic because it was his career high in passing yards. He had almost 3,900 passing yards, but he also had 100 more attempts in other seasons because they were losing all the time. He had 15 interceptions. I mean, that's more interceptions than he had basically in 25, 24, and 22 combined. I think he only had two more. I think it's 17 in those three years. He had 15 in 23. There's the epic collapse where they lost the, you know, they lost like the final, whatever it was, six or seven games, obviously get embarrassed in the playoffs. And if I'm going to say 24 is the biggest season to Jalen's career because they won the Super Bowl, then obviously it's only fair to blame him in part for what happened in 23. So to me, I think 23 was definitely the worst season of Jalen's career. And I also think it's the season where when I think about Jalen as a high volume passer, right? So he's thrown over 350 passes once in his career. That was the year he also had a ton of interceptions. These other years where he's not throwing it as much, and there's a lot of reasons for that, but regardless, like 24, he had five interceptions, but he only threw it 250 times, right? So when I think of this upcoming season and my concerns, like I think Jalen can make the throw over the middle. I think Jalen will be able to play well enough from under center. The question is really not the type of throws. The question is just like, as a high volume passer, can Jalen be effective? And in 23, he was really not that effective as a high volume passer. Like the offense scored points, I guess. I'll have to look back and see where they were. I think they finished 8th that year. Let me put that in really quick. I think they finished 8th that year in points. They were 7th. They were 7th in points. So the offense actually wasn't terrible, but the high volume of turnovers really, really hurt them. So I would put the 23 season as the worst of Jalen's career. All right. On the other side, we are going to do another Jalen Hurts related exercise as I saw a redraft of the 2020 NFL draft. The draft, of course, where Jalen fell to the second round and the Eagles ended up getting what might be the best quarterback in franchise history. So we will get into that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors. Okay, so speaking of Jalen Hurts, I recently saw a redraft of the 2020 NFL draft, which obviously famously Jalen went number 53 at. I think at the time, clearly a shocking pick from many people. I still maintain, I think the process of making that decision was a bad one. It turned out well, but much like I don't think the Eagles should have taken a quarterback in the second round of this year's draft, I don't think taking a quarterback that essentially was there to replace Carson Wentz was good process. And I think it helped expedite Carson's leaving the team. Now, it worked out because Jalen has become the best quarterback in franchise history, but I think the process of it was poor. But I think one thing we can all agree on is if the 2020 draft was held again, Jalen Hurts would be drafted much higher than he was. Obviously, he would go in the first round. He would probably go in the first half of the first round. He would probably even go in top 10 of the first round. So Pro Football Network did a redraft of the 2020 NFL draft, and they had Jalen Hurts going number 2 overall to the Miami Dolphins. And I believe this is from a trade. So they still have Joe Burrow going number 1 to the Bengals. I think you could debate that. Like Joe Burrow has been amazing. He's also been injured quite a bit. But especially if it's the Bengals making the pick, I think they would absolutely take him first again. I also do think 32 out of 32 GMs would take Joe Burrow first overall over Jalen Hurts. We can all debate that in terms of just Jalen's fact that he plays every week. He's had a better career. We can debate all those things, but I think Joe Burrow would still go first overall. So they have Joe Burrow number 1 overall to the Bengals. And then they have Jalen number 2 to the Miami Dolphins. Ironically, he would be replacing Tua, right? If they did this, you know, this prior to Tua leaving the team this year. So Jalen would get the revenge factor of going to the team that Tua essentially failed at. Got a lot of money, so I don't know if he would consider a failure making $100 million and living in Miami for a few years. But Jalen Hurts goes number 2 overall. So who are the players that they have going behind Jalen? They have Jonathan Taylor, the running back, go number 3. I do think Jalen would go ahead of him. Justin Jefferson, receiver, obviously for the Vikings, going number four to the Giants. I don't think Jalen would go ahead of Justin Jefferson. I think more GMs would take Justin Jefferson than Jalen Hurts. So as of now, I would put Burrow and Jefferson as players GMs would take ahead of them. They have Andrew Thomas, the tackle, going number five to Washington. I do think Jalen would go ahead of him. Justin Herbert falls all the way to number six. And this is surprising. Like, I think they're way overvaluing Jonathan Taylor here. So I think Justin Herbert would probably go number two. You could maybe convince me him going number one simply because he hasn't had the injury history that Joe Burrow has had, but he also has not made a Super Bowl, which Joe Burrow has. So I think Justin Herbert would go two. I do think maybe not 32 out of 32, but I do think it, like, the vast majority of GMs would take Justin Herbert over Jalen Hurts. Doesn't mean they'd be correct. That's just what I think would happen. So I think Justin Herbert would go ahead of Jalen. I think Joe Burrow would go ahead of Jalen. And I think Justin Jefferson would go ahead of Jalen. Then there's Antonio Winfield Jr. He goes to the Panthers at number seven. Jalen would go ahead of him. And so the next run of players, I think Jalen would go ahead of. Trevon Diggs, he'd go ahead of him. AJ Taylor, he'd go ahead of him. CeeDee Lamb, I do think Jalen would go ahead of him. I think CeeDee Lamb is viewed as a better receiver than Jalen is a quarterback. But I also think at a certain point, the position does matter. So I think more GMs would take Jalen over CeeDee Lamb. And not to mention, like, contractual value if we're doing this in a true draft prospect where you get a quarterback on a rookie deal as opposed to what Jalen makes now. So I think Jalen would go ahead of CeeDee Lamb. Michael Pittman Jr. would definitely go ahead of him. Zach Bond, who I think went in like the fourth or fifth round. I could be wrong about that. Maybe even later. Zach Bond goes number 12. So the Eagles have two players on this list. Obviously didn't draft Zach Bond, but he goes number 12. I think Jalen will go ahead of him. Tristan Wirfs, the tackle for the Buccaneers, goes 13 to the 49ers. I think there's a shot he would go ahead of Jalen. You know, he's had some injury concerns too, if I'm remembering correctly, but I think the tackle is viewed as more important than a receiver, running back, and he's an elite one. So I think he would go higher, and I think he would go ahead of Jalen. Jordan Love, I don't think he would go ahead of Jalen, but I could picture a world where if you ask 32 GMs, which quarterback do you want, it could be close to 50-50 or, you know, 51-49 one way or the other. Brandon Ayuk, I don't think would get drafted. So they have him at number 15. And then T. Higgins, 17. I love T. Higgins in this draft. I thought the Eagles should have taken him where they took Jalen Reagor. Newsflash, he didn't get in the first round of this redraft. But T. Higgins, Jalen would go ahead of him. Jalen would go ahead of L'Jarius Sneed. He'd go ahead of DeAndre Swift. He would go ahead of Tua. Victory for Jalen there. They have the Eagles taking Chase Young at number 21. He went number two in that draft. Obviously, that would have been a better draft pick than Jalen Reagor. They didn't have the chance to make it. But Chase Young at number 21 to the Eagles is a good outcome in this first round for the team. Darnell Mooney, number 22. And I think Jalen will go ahead of all these guys. Darnell Mooney, Jonah Jackson, Robert Hunt, Jalen Johnson, Alex Highsmith, Jedrick Willis Jr., Grant Delpit, potential future Eagle, Terrence Steele, Rico Doodle, Nnamdi Matabaku, and Xavier McKinney round out the first round. So I think Jalen in a redraft of the 2020 draft would probably go five or six. I could picture him maybe getting ahead of Justin Herbert, but I really think Herbert goes ahead of him. Maybe if he really blows teams away, they take the quarterback over the receiver and they take him over Justin Jefferson. But I think simplistically, if Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, Justin Herbert, and Tristan Wirfs and Jalen were all put on the open market, I think Jalen would maybe return more than Tristan Wirfs, but I think Justin Jefferson, Herbert, and Burrow would get more, which is a way of showing the GMs would be willing to give up more to get them. But definitely a win for Jalen and the Eagles overall that a player they got at 53 goes all the way up to number two in a redraft of the league. Maybe we'll do some redrafts coming up. Those are fun to look at. All right. That'll do it for today's Daily Go Birds pod. So go out, enjoy your Thursday. We're one day closer to Friday. And if you have pickleball advice, let me know. Until next time, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.